The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
Melekalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Melekalikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Now, this is a great song. I love Seth MacFarlane. I'm a huge Seth MacFarlane fan. I don't think Joe likes Seth MacFarlane.
No.
Because, you know what?
I think he does.
I'm not so sure.
Like, I don't think he's like a fan.
I'm a fan.
Right.
I'm a huge fan. Like, if there's any celebrity that I could befriend and hang out with on a regular basis, it would probably be Seth MacFarlane. Honestly.
Have you ever seen the Graham Norton show on the BBC?
No.
So Graham Norton is this talk show host in the BBC who does this roundtable with celebrities and stuff. You know, it's an interview show, but they're all drinking wine, beer. They have alcohol on the program, right? And he's having a glass of wine, and, you know, and he gets more out of these celebrities to tell either embarrassing stories or things of what they're doing and pull stuff out that, like, nobody would know or whatever. It is absolutely brilliant. It is right up your alley.
Really?
You would
I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
And when he had Seth MacFarlane on, I think he was
It's on the YouTube?
Yeah, it's on the YouTube.
I'll check it out.
So
it out.
He had Seth MacFarlane on, what was the Western that he did? With
To Live
Charlize
and Die
Theron?
In the West, or Once Upon a Time
Something
in
like
the
that,
West.
Right?
Yeah.
And he was talking about, Charlize Theron was amazed at all the different voices he could do. Tom Cruise was on the program
he's
as well.
It's phenomenal.
And
real Tom.
He did a whole back and forth explaining what he does with Family Guy, like how he reads the script back and forth. It's hysterical.
Yeah, actually, I think now that you mentioned it, I may have seen a clip of that. I didn't realize that was the particular show. All right. I found this story incredibly alarming. So, Al, do you have one of these Ring camera systems?
I do not,
you
but
don't.
I have my neighbor across the street and one of my friends down the road has one.
I don't have one. I don't have a house. I have an apartment.
Right.
But I think my dad has one. And you know what? It's worked out well for him because, you know, an Amazon delivery person destroyed his mailbox. And because he had it caught on video, he was able to get Amazon to pay for it.
How did he destroy the mailbox?
You could actually see it on the YouTube. If you go to my YouTube page, just go to YouTube, type in Morano Vision, you could see the video of this. He backed his truck up into his mailbox and destroyed it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And had he not had this Ring camera, he would never have known what happened to that mailbox.
Right. Maybe he got a new one. Baseball bat or something.
Right. So I can understand the value. And Staten Island, they're all over the place. But I think they're all over the place, all over the country. And it's really changed how politicians campaign. Because and I've done a lot of door-to-door campaigning over the course of the last 20 years. And usually you knock on the door, whether you're looking for a petition or you're looking to meet a voter or something, and if you ring the bell, and if somebody wasn't home, you'd walk away. You'd be disappointed. But now, and I got to give Mike Riley credit, Assemblyman Mike Riley, who I saw last night at a party I crashed, which I'll tell you about later. Mike Riley kind of perfected the craft of talking to the camera. So he rings the bell, sees they have a camera, and even if no one's home, he kind of leaves them a message on the video.
Smart.
And
that's,
you know what? It
very
worked.
Smart.
He won that primary, a very competitive primary against
Kudos
two
to
other
you, Mike.
Good candidates, including
nice
my
work.
Friend Glenn Yost. And they're all over the place. That's the point. So yesterday, there's this incredible. Now, if you're not familiar with these Ring cameras, they're cameras that are on your doorbell, so you could see who's at the door, and you can monitor it on your phone to see what's going on. But they're not just on your doorbell. They're inside your house as well. And this way, if you want to keep an eye on your dog or your kid, you want to make sure.
If you want them in there, you don't necessarily
Have to. You don't have to.
Right.
It's like a picture of a baby cam for the house. So if you want to make sure your babysitter's not throwing a wild party or your dog is okay or your cat is okay, you install these Ring cameras. A lot of people have them. So yesterday, ABC News reports this story. Multiple U.S. families across the country, it's happened in Mississippi, Georgia, Florida, Texas, have reported incidents where hackers hacked into these Ring camera systems and tormented these families with racial slurs. They encouraged children into destructive behavior.
Oh, my God.
And demanded a ransom in Bitcoin, right? So
really?
So one woman, Ashley LeMay, installed a Ring camera in her daughter's room to keep an eye on them while she worked overnight shifts as a nurse.
Okay.
Daughter's 8 years old. You can understand why she wants to keep an eye on her.
Sure.
So only four.
I'm assuming somebody else is in the home.
I don't know.
Husband.
I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not sure.
Well, but you can't leave your 8-year old alone.
Well, you can if you got a Ring camera system.
No, you can't.
Well,
you
okay,
can.
We're not going to judge Ashley LeMay's parenting style here. The point is,
I don't like her parenting style. But
all right. Okay.
Well, I love from a hole in the wall.
So great about Al. Didn't know this woman existed until 8 seconds ago.
No,
already,
I can't stand there.
Already, she's in Kevin McCullough territory. In his brain.
No, yeah. I would talk to her.
Okay, well, all right, wait. So only 4 days after this woman installed this Ring camera system,
right,
her 8-year-old daughter, Alyssa, heard music and a banging noise coming from the room where the camera was installed. Alyssa says that when she began looking for the source of the noise, she heard a voice saying, "I'm Santa Claus. Don't you want to be my best friend?" So the voice then starts taunting this 8-year-old girl and encouraged her to mess up her room and break her TV before her dad came into the room and shut the camera off. So this
so the
poor
dad's
girl.
Home in this
yeah, I guess so. So you,
this, I like her.
Okay,
now.
So this girl told Good Morning America, "I was even scared of my room for a few days. I'm still a little bit scared of it." So this has happened all over the country. They are hacking into these Ring camera systems and encouraging all this destructive behavior. In Georgia, a couple said they were horrified to hear the voice of a hacker in their bedroom via a camera they installed to watch their puppy while they're at work. "I see this blue light come on, and so I'm texting my boyfriend saying, 'You know, why are you watching? We're laying down. We're about to go to sleep.' He's like, 'What are you talking about?' Seconds later, she said she heard someone clapping and saying, 'I can see you in bed. Come on, wake the F up.'"
Oh,
now, you imagine how frightening this is. Video from a camera taken of the Brown family in Cape Coral, Florida, shows a home alarm being triggered, followed by a voice spewing racial abuse through the camera. Is your kid a baboon like the monkey?
He said, disgusting.
Now, the 15-year-old son in this Brown family incident didn't appear on the camera, leading the family to believe that the hacker had been observing them for more than just that night. This is incredibly frightening. And now it's even happened in my hometown of Staten Island. In Sunnyside, the Scarlatto family saw this happen. And this is posted on SILive.com. Listen to this hacker hack into this Ring camera system and talk to this 13-year-old boy who was home alone. Listen to this. This is the Scarlatto family. Gina Scarlatto is the mom.
Hello?
Oh, hang on.
"I see you."
"What?"
"I see you. How you doing? How's your day?"
"I'm good."
"What's your name?"
"Lamar."
That's not a real name.
"What up,
that's
Lamar? How's your day?"
"It's good."
"Do you play any games? Like video games?"
"Yeah, I play some video games."
"Do you play Minecraft?"
"Of course, he doesn't play Minecraft."
"I don't know. Do you play CSGO?"
"What do you play?"
"Do you play CSGO?"
"Yes, though."
CSGO.
What's it called?
CSGO.
What is that?
So then he disables one camera, and then a second camera was apparently hacked.
What's up, homie? I still see you.
So understand what's going on here. The kid turns off one camera when he realizes something wrong, and it's a pretty, you know, bright 13-year-old, right. One, giving a fake name, and two, having the wisdom to turn off the camera. And then the voice comes from another camera in another room and says, "What's up, homie? I still see you." This is really frightening. I'd be curious, if you have one of these Ring camera systems, is this enough, is this story enough to get you to remove it? 877-970-2999. Because I'll tell you, in my case, even with the positive experience my dad has had, I will never install one of these. And I don't care what the company says, that they're taking steps to improve this and that. I will absolutely never install one of these. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
Now, the geniuses that came up with these cameras, and you're right, I would never put one in my home. I mean, my neighbor uses it. He has one upstate, and he has one at his house across the street from us, and it's very, you know, we joke around if they're upstate, and we see them, and, you know, we walk in the driveway and kind of wave to the camera, and, you know, he can talk to us or whatever if he's upstate. But the disturbing thing about this is, how is it that these people that created these cameras didn't think that they could be hacked? Because I'm assuming you need an internet connection. I'm assuming that it's running off of an IP address that can be hacked, obviously. Why wouldn't this be covered? Why wouldn't you have covered your bases
it's amazing.
Right from the get-go?
I mean, look, hackers do a lot of damage. You know, a friend
Absolutely.
Of mine, cities have been victims to ransomware attacks. This is really frightening. And you know what I wonder? And I love Rudy Giuliani, but, you know, wasn't Rudy Giuliani supposed to be in charge of the cybersecurity, the president's cybersecurity initiative? Why is he running around Ukraine instead of handling this cybersecurity task force that he was put in charge of? 877-970-2999. I'm not really criticizing Rudy, but, you know, it's kind of, he got appointed and then you never heard about it again.
Right.
Totally forgotten.
Right.
It's like, you remember, a friend of mine mentioned this to me yesterday. Chris Christie was appointed head of the president's opioid task force. What did they do? They didn't do anything. I didn't see them have one meeting or issue one press release.
He's too busy.
People make these announcements.
He's too busy telling people at Seton Hall about how to be civil.
Oh, really? So, I want to hear about that. 877-970-2999. Al, ring the bell. Because my friend Dee DiCapua has donated to the Salvation Army, made a very generous contribution to the Salvation Army, and you can too at team970.org. And if you make a donation at team970.org, we will not only ring the bell, but we will say your name. If you don't want your name said, just give anonymously. And we are going to ask Al to ring the bell one more time.
Oh, boy.
For Anne Duhame, who may or may not be some relation to Debbie Duhame. I mean, she's got so many siblings. She has almost as many siblings as my wife does. So if you're named Duhame, chances are you're related to Debbie in some way. Is this a relation of yours, Debbie, Anne Duhame?
That's my mom.
I thought that was your mom.
She's listening, and she wanted to make a donation.
Well, that's very, very generous of her. And hopefully more people will follow Mayor Duhame's lead and also make a donation at team970.org. Debbie, you don't have one of these Ring cameras, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, you know why? Because I feel like I've got like double security where I live. So I don't know. That's why I never really got the cameras. But they seem like they'd be great. But now I'm hearing your reports.
Yeah, I wouldn't get one if I were you. I wouldn't get one.
No.
All right, Debbie, the goddess of the Gowanus.
I also wonder if these people, you know how you have virus software on your computer? I wonder if they don't tie in their internet connection with the virus software to prevent somebody from hacking in. I don't know. It's just a thought. Yeah. I don't have one.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. If people have thoughts, 877-970-2999. We're going to talk to Jeffrey Lyons coming up next. He'll tell us what's worth seeing in the movies. And then coming up this hour, Joe Piscopo will be performing Baby It's Cold Outside on Fox and Friends with Dina Martin. And we've lost about 20 listeners that were listening online and are no longer listening online. So we want them back. So those of you that are listening to the show online, share the link on your social media feeds And if for no other reason, it'll be good for my ego if we get more, if we get those 20 people back. Because we've lost 20. I hate to do that.
Oh.
We got to get you back. All right, yeah. Debbie, give us some compelling reasons to listen with some really compelling traffic.
Okay, certainly will. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. Good morning to our wonderful listeners. Let's go to Route 1. Route 1, southbound at Promenade Boulevard into South Brunswick. An accident there. It's a little bit busy on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south at 8A. A disabled tractor trailer. Garden State Parkway, a tough ride north at 138 with a collision. And traffic is still moving slowly for you as you head to 80 East exit 56. Accident getting out toward Totowa just cleared. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln 30. Holland still 25. It's busy for you on the outbound Gowanus at 38th, but some earlier problems there cleared. Westbound Belt at Erskine Street. Watch for an accident as well. And let's see what's happening here on the Sacta Coast north at Pioneer Drive, getting into Brentwood. An accident. Earlier problems over on the southern state finally cleared. They're out of the way. And traffic is moving okay at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Rain likely later, high of 49. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Got my Balance of Nature right here. If you're feeling run down, don't have the energy that you used to, you got to take your Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Boom, that's all it is. And with my insane schedule, next couple weeks, that's it, that's it. Then I can relax for the holidays a little bit, thank God, you know. But when I'm running around and doing all the stuff I'm doing, I have to take Balance of Nature. And now, if you call or go online now, this is for you. You become a preferred customer, right? That'll give you our best pricing and free shipping, and we will take an additional 25% off your order. Boom! Just like that. Plus, you get this, what I'm holding in my hand now. The set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. And I have it right. It's so convenient, and I take it with me everywhere I go. All throughout Europe, all around the United States, I keep my Balance of Nature with me. Antioxidants to fight the free radicals in your body right here in this little jar. 800-246-8751. You got to try it. You got, especially with this great deal. 25% off if you become a preferred customer. Gives you our best pricing and free shipping and the convenient travel bottles. That's a week's supply of Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. The discount code is The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Did you go to Parian and Sons? Right there, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. You know, Glenn and Maria are retiring, and we love the family. The Parian family has been great. And Katie and Debbie and Maria and Glenn, and they've always helped me out. And I've always told you how the great diamonds that I see over there, and I don't know from diamonds. Yes, I've been married a couple times, but still, you don't know from diamonds, you know? I buy this diamond, buy that diamond. You got to go to Parian and Sons to find the best diamonds. And because now you got to go because Glenn and Maria are retiring, and they must liquidate everything store-wide. So everything at Parian & Sons has been discounted up to 70%. Parian & Sons has always been known for superior quality. I told you about the designer watches that I've seen over there. The designer jewelry, those beautiful diamonds that I'm telling you about, the beautiful stones. And now with the holidays here, are you kidding me? You got to go to Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Go to Parian & Sons, because this week you can buy the jewelry and the watches of your dreams at up to 70% off. Nothing is being held back. Parian and Sons, going out of business sale, going on now, right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Well, this is my favorite portion of every Friday morning, where we get to hear what is worth seeing and not seeing from Jeffrey Lyons. Jeffrey, we are in the midst of not just the holiday season, but Oscar season. I love all these award nominations because it kind of gives me a primer on what movies I should try and sprint to see between now and the end of the year. And it looks like there's a pretty good selection of movies out this weekend as well.
Absolutely. It starts with A Hidden Life. That's a true story. It's from director Terrence Malick, who did Days of Heaven and is a mysterious director. He doesn't make public appearances. And it's a true story about a conscientious objector in Nazi-occupied Austria and Germany. Not a good place to be a conscientious objector.
Ooh, that's for sure.
And the first part of the movie, he extols the beauty of the Austrian Alps. It's just, you expect to see Julie Andrews coming over the next hill, and it's absolutely gorgeous, and it's with actors you've never heard of before for the most part. There are a few cameos. Matthias Schoenhauer's in it, and Bruno Ganz in his last role as a Nazi judge. But it's just a compelling story. It's a little bit long, but it's absolutely gorgeous and terrifying, too. So it's called A Hidden Life, one of the year's best.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. Clint Eastwood has got a new movie out. This guy is not slowing down in spite of being in his mid-80s, is he?
No. Richard Jewell was the security guard at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics, and he discovered a suspicious package and shooed people away and saved lives when it went off. Two people were killed. But he was turned into a suspect when, according to the movie at least, John Hamm plays an FBI agent who, in exchange for sex with an overzealous reporter, I don't know how much of that is true, played by Olivia Wilde, she printed a story that Richard Jewell should be a suspect. And for 80 days or so, he was considered a suspect, but they never charged him with anything, and he wasn't. He's the one who saved lives. And, you know, he's still living with his mother, and played by Kathy Bates. And Paul Walter Hauser plays Richard Jewell. Looks very much like the real Richard Jewell, who died in 2007. And it turns out it wasn't until 6 years later that an anti-choice and homophobic zealot was caught. Remember, he was in the woods for all those years.
Now, it's terrible what happened to Richard Jewell, and I followed the real-life version of his story for a long time, and, you know, the kind of the controversy surrounding the family of this reporter, because she mm-hmm. died. You know, they're saying that she never traded sex for scoops, but I am curious, if you know the story of Richard Jewell, will you still get a lot out of the movie? Or
absolutely, everybody. Absolutely, you know, you know the story, and perhaps it can be said of The Hidden Life too. It just goes. And you know the story about Bombshell, which comes out next week about the toxic environment at Fox News and the TV network. But you know about it, and it's been in the headlines. But a dramatized version has to stick to the facts as much as possible in some cases, but it still makes for a compelling movie. And the other one is Jumanji, The Next Level, which might be called Jumanji, Have We Exhausted the Genre? but it's still got some amazing CGI scenes. There's a scene where they're pursued by several hundred angry ostriches. I know what you're saying, another angry ostrich movie. And then there's a scene where there are some floating rickety bridges over a gorge, and they're pursued by a herd of mandrills, angry mandrills. So the special effects are astonishing. So if you put your brain on hold, that's worth seeing too, I suppose. But I think we've really explored the Jumanji genre, you know, and I miss Robin Williams all the more. The Rock is in it, and Danny Glover, and Danny DeVito, and Jack Black.
He's terrific.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he doesn't have much range, but he's always fun to watch. Yeah.
Tell me about this Adam Sandler movie, Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems has, you know, I haven't been the biggest fan of Adam Sandler movies, Spanglish and one or two others, but I got to give him a lot of credit. He plays a disreputable Diamond District jewelry store owner. He's in debt, and he makes some shady deals. And he gets a hold of an oversized opal from Ethiopia, I think. And Kevin Garnett, playing himself, wants it, thinks it's a good luck charm. So he temporarily trades his NBA championship ring, which of course the jeweler pawns right away. So you know that the walls are beginning to close in on him. I think they're Russian thugs in the movie. It's a very disturbing movie, but it's very well acted by Sam. I didn't know he had it in him. I thought it was all going to be those man-child movies. And I was expecting his usual peon to the Yankees in every one of his movies. But I didn't see that. I was happy not to see. Not because I didn't catch the Yankees, but it was predictable and it wasn't there. It was a completely different sort of acting job from him, and I think he might even get an Oscar nominated.
You're kidding.
60 Minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, 60 Minutes did a piece on him on Sunday, and he shows considerable range. He plays a very dislikable character. It's a very disturbing movie, but it's a very powerful performance.
So it's not a comedy.
Not by any means. No. That's what makes my job fascinating. When you see something you've never seen before and you're surprised, you know, suddenly Ashton Kutcher can turn in a good job of acting.
He did it
once in a movie with Kevin Costner. So you just never know.
There's also one of my other favorite actors in that picture, Eric Bogosian, who I just loved, obviously, in talk radio.
Yes, and you love his voice, too.
I do.
Yeah, interesting actor, and I wish he'd make more movies.
Me too. Yeah.
I think he's an Armenian American with that.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Jeffrey, what are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
I'm centering my whole weekend around denunciation.
Oh boy!
It's my favorite thing on the radio, and I sometimes wish you would denounce certain people that you don't denounce, but the ones you do denounce, I had no idea about. And some of them are deserving, and I love the sound effects, and I love you playing Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, and it's the highlight of the weekend, Sunday morning.
You see, Al, this is a professional critic saying this.
Oh, no,
I
know.
This is a professional critic.
I know. I'm still sleeping.
And I don't know where you guys are on The Irishman. I am against it.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm hoping, my wife works Saturdays now, so I kind of have Saturdays to myself, so I'm going to try and watch it tomorrow.
I'm actually off for Christmas, Jeffrey, so I'm going to watch it during the Christmas week, so I'm going to try and watch it then.
It takes the whole week to watch
Well,
it.
Well, no, no,
it's
no.
So
my
3 hours and
right.
20 minutes or so. Anything over 2 hours, I want to see Egyptians, sandals, chariots, pyramids.
Right. My son actually watched it with my father-in-law last weekend, and they both loved it. So,
well, yeah. I never for a second thought that De Niro was Irish. He speaks Italian in the movie. He's too old for the part. And I just don't care about Jimmy Hoffa anymore. And Al Pacino looks nothing like Jimmy Hoffa. I'm a big fan of some of Scorsese's films and of Scorsese the person. He's a very decent. You know, once I was, when I was on NBC, I can remember running into him. And I said, you know, last night I was channel surfing and I found your long documentary on Italian cinema. I only saw the second hour of it, and it looked great. And, you know, the next day he sent me a full copy.
You're
That's
kidding.
Nice.
That's really something. And we've got to mention his brother, who is a Staten Islander. You always got to pay tribute to the Staten Islanders. Jeffrey, have a great weekend. I will talk with you soon.
Same to you guys.
Thank you. Now, Jeffrey mentioned my habit of denouncing people, which I do every Sunday morning.
Right.
I called the president out for what I thought was an inappropriate tweet yesterday with Greta Thunberg. But the person I really have to denounce for her use of Twitter is Rashida Tlaib. So Rashida Tlaib, congresswoman from Michigan, her reaction to the Jersey City shooting was very interesting. So she posted a news item of one of the victims who was killed, Moshe Deutsch, a scholar and activist, which I think is nice, 24 years old, murdered by this monster that carried out the shooting. And she posts this on Twitter. Nothing wrong with that. She says, this is heartbreaking, period. I have no problem with that. And then the coup de grace, she adds, white supremacy kills. Now, here's the problem. The Jersey City shooter was not a white supremacist. He was not white. He was a member of the Black Hebrew Israelites. So if anything, he was a black supremacist. But that didn't, Rashida Tlaib didn't want to wait for the facts. She was so sure that because this person targeted Jews, he was a white supremacist. Completely inaccurate, but she's decided that because it was a hateful act, it had to be done by somebody she hates. So she did delete that tweet, but how come she didn't post a new tweet saying, this is heartbreaking, anti-Semitism kills? Well, I think we know why. And if Rashida Tlaib would actually look at the statistics about who's carrying out the majority of hate crimes in this country against Jews, against gays and lesbians, and against Muslims, I got news for you. The statistics do not at all bear out it being white supremacists. I'll let you do your own research. Now, speaking of intolerance, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, am I pronouncing that correctly? Do we know?
Yes, Buttigieg.
Buttigieg, okay. Because I was told yesterday, I get together with this group of friends every Friday, and last Friday I was told I've been pronouncing it incorrectly. Mayor Pete Buttigieg is getting criticized, not for any of his policies, not for something he said on the campaign trail. He is the only openly gay candidate running for president with the major parties. But he is being criticized by Out Magazine and the gay community for volunteering for the Salvation Army. Because the Salvation Army, they claim at Out Magazine, is anti-gay. I want you to understand what's happening here. The only gay candidate is being criticized for being anti-gay. That is how absurd things have gotten. Why do they claim he's anti-gay? Because he volunteered for a few hours ringing a bell for the Salvation Army. This is absolutely insane. This is what we're up against. So if you want to respond to Out Magazine and to the hysteria of people trying to paint the Salvation Army as an anti-gay group, which it is not, then go to team970.org. That's team970.org, not AM970. Team970.org and make a donation and tell Out Magazine, and I don't want to even mention the writer because I don't want to give him any more notoriety. Tell Out Magazine where they should go. Team970.org. Al, ring the bell, please. Want to thank Norman Greenstein. No, excuse me. I apologize, Norman. Norman Gersman for his very generous donation to the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign. We're trying to get 44 donations today. So far, we've gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 6 down. And what's 44 minus 6? Do we have any idea? 38 to go. So we need 38 of you to give $5 or $10 or anything, right, to the team970.org.
Again, math, not my strong suit.
Yeah, so, mine either. Right. One of the things that I have been told occasionally, not by anybody around here, but occasionally that I am good at is radio. And if you want to co-host a radio show with me for an hour during the week, we're going to do an hour of the Dennis Prager Show, then go to team970.org. And if you donate $500, you can do an hour with me. If you donate $750, you can do 2 hours with me. So far, we want to thank David Domingo, who will soon be co-hosting a radio show with me. David, don't forget, you got to email me, and we'll work out the details. Morano@nycradio.com. Coming up next, we'll take your calls. Mike Gallagher will be here, and we'll listen to Joe Piscopo sing Baby It's Cold Outside on the Fox News Channel. Here's Al Gattulo.
Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
41 degrees at 8:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The annual March of the Drunken Santas steps off this weekend at SantaCon 2019. It's New York City. Many locals have come to dread the event, which is basically a bar crawl with everyone dressed up as either Santa or one of his elves. Unfortunately, SantaCon, often accompanied by public urination and fighting, as last year the NYPD arrested two people and issued 50 summonses. If you want to avoid the festivities, know that it all starts 10 o'clock Saturday morning in Times Square after organizers had to cancel plans to hold it on yachts in the Kipps Bay section. The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection is warning seas along the Jersey Shore are going to rise in devastating fashion. A report released yesterday claims that sea level by New Jersey could rise more than a foot in the next 10 years, more than 2 feet by 2050, and by 6 feet come the end of the century. Aside from dangerous flooding, sea level rise can cause erosion and the contamination of agricultural soils with salt. Wildlife habitats could also be destroyed. The report also alleges that sea level rise projections in New Jersey are more than double the global average. In sports, Jets crushed by the Ravens 42-21. The Islanders skated past the Panthers 3-1. The Rangers, they doubled up the Sharks 6-3. Mets signing starting pitcher Rick Porcello to a one-year deal worth $10 million. Yankees have re-signed Brett Gardner for one more year. He'll get $10 million in 2020, a team option to do the same in 2021. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's go out to the LIE. The LIE eastbound that ramp into North Ocean Avenue. An accident getting in toward Farmingville. Sag to Coast North by Pioneer Drive into Brentwood. An accident there as well. It's busy on the westbound belt by Erskine Street, but they cleaned up a collision finally. Traffic is moving slowly on the Staten Island Expressway East Clove Road right out through the Verrazano. Deegan South, heavy 230s down through the Cross Bronx. Inbound GWB, that's 20. Lincoln Tunnel, looks like you're still waiting here about 30 minutes. It's in Holland 20. Traffic is moving slowly. 80 West, exit 58 in Patterson with a collision there. And 440 northbound as you get up toward Communipaw Ave in Jersey City. An accident there as well. Stop and go on the Garden State Parkway north at 138 with an accident still being cleaned up from that spot as well. Southbound Thruway moving okay into the Tappan Zee Bridge. Rain likely later, high of 49. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Piscopo in the morning is telling you about Route 22 Toyota. I want you please to call 855-621-9949. First five callers. Next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection, that free oil change, and the free filter from Route 22 Toyota. These are my friends. This is the family that is Route 22 Toyota. Chris and Johnny, Iggy, my man Iggy Carmelo is there, and they want you to go over there. You got the first five callers the next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, all you got to say is, Joey sent me. They'll know exactly what I'm telling you. You could do that. Call and say, Joey sent me. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. See the brand spanking new showroom, the customer lounge, the state-of-the-art service center, Alex Kinsella, who can offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. They took care of my sister Carol. They're going to take care of you the same way they took care of my family. They are family. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a Deere to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a Deere. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. CarMax.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The smart way to buy. Only at the smart way to buy.com. That's the smart way to buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. A show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. On this week's show, from the Midtown Men and Jersey Boys on Broadway, J. Robert Spencer. Academy Award-winning songwriter for Dirty Dancing, Frankie Previtt. Both have new Christmas songs out. And Broadway performer and host of Broadway Sessions, Ben Cameron. All this and much more Saturday morning at 9. Bagels and Broadway. Broadway.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
All right, so if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party, a corporate event or holiday party, birthday, anniversary party, bar or bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed, the memories will last a lifetime. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Private yacht not in your budget? Then how about a private deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet, and then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
But baby, it's cold.
See, this is an unwise song choice at 8:46. A very unwise song.
Why?
Because we're about to listen to Joe sing "Baby, It's Cold Outside."
Exactly. So I want to give people the difference between one to the other.
By the way, if you're just waking up, this is the Joe Piscopo Show. Joe is not here in studio with us because he's on Fox and Friends, and we are moments away, we think, from him performing "Baby, It's Cold Outside" with Dina Martin. But what you did out there, so Frank and Al Gattulo, Frank Marino and Al Gattulo were here. We're keeping an eye on Joe. Let's give a listen to what's happening on Fox and Friends. We think Joe's about to perform. There's Joe on camera with Brian Kilmeade,
this
Steve Doocy.
Dean Martin's iconic rendition of "Baby, It's Cold Outside" celebrates 60 years as a holiday classic. And there's Dino right there.
And here to help us honor this timeless tune is Dean Martin's daughter, Dina Martin, and actor and comedian Joe Piscopo.
And radio talk show.
How are you?
Thank you all for being with us. Dina, we'll start with you, because what was your reaction after this PC culture is saying that your dad's song is not appropriate?
Well, as I say, I think when I was here last year and I said I was flabbergasted at first, you know, last year when they did it, and I thought we were good to go. And then all of a sudden this new one comes out. And I was...
They changed the words.
They changed the words. And they made it awful. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Joe, you are famous for your Frank Sinatra impersonation, but you also do a Dean Martin, and you're going to sing
We're going to do a little bit today about Dean Martin. You know, my idol was so funny. I was brought up with Dean Martin, you know, but it was the 60s, so we listened to Jimi Hendrix and Dean Martin, you know. So remember that, right? For the boomers. So now it's an honor to be with Dina, who's a great talent in her own right. We travel all around the country together, and I have the privilege of working with this great gal. But Dino was the guy, man. And then when I met him, it was so good. Hey, Pally. Oh, Pally. That's all he ever said. Hey. But did he call you Pally, too, as his daughter?
He couldn't remember names.
Hey, Pally. How are you, Pally? Oh, Pally. The coolest cat in the world, man.
He was. You know? And the sweetest, nicest guy ever.
And a great daddy. And you, remember Dina was on with the Frank Sinatra specials?
Yeah.
It was Dean Martin Christmas special, and then Frank Sinatra came in, and then I was at the roast one time. I told Dina, and I was a kid off of Saturday Night Live. Steve, I was like 28 years old, man. I got Frank Sinatra to my left. I got Dean Martin to my right, you know? And I was like, it was like the roast at the Friars Club, and I said to Frank Sinatra, everybody knows the story. I was so excited to meet him. He goes, hey, baby, how are you? The old man said that. Right. I go, hey, can I call you Frank? He went, no. think about it. It's true, right? And
that's
your father
fantastic.
Was
right.
But your father would just kept saying, hey, Pally. It was good.
Well, because we've got the both of you together,
uh-oh.
After the break, Dina and Joe will
all right, well, we're going to play this when we come back. That's Joe Piscopo. And I want you to get the full effect. He's in a tuxedo, by the way. He's in a full tuxedo. All right. Debbie, how's the traffic around the Midtown where Joe Piscopo is?
I will let you know. Good morning to you, Frank. Good morning, Al. Let's take a peek here. It is a gridlock alert day here in town. You want to allow a lot of extra travel time. I do see some extra volume right now as you head over to 57th Street. 57th Street, a lot of volume here as you get right out toward the area of 5th Avenue. A lot of congestion as well along 5th Avenue here in Midtown. Also, Madison Avenue kind of congested up by 57th. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride right over to 6th Avenue out by Fox News, it looks like you're moving okay, not too terrible here. Down through the 50s as you get out toward that area of Fox News and Radio City Music Hall. If you're going to be taking a ride down toward Bryant Park, some volume, though, on 6th Ave right into 42nd Street. 42nd Street, very congested the entire length because of just that Midtown gridlock. It is a gridlock alert day today, Frank, so you're going to see some extra, going to allow extra travel time. If you're in the car, you may want to hop onto the subways instead. Inbound GWB, that's 15. Lincoln Tunnel, disabled vehicle, just clear, but 30 in. Holland still 25. 440 as you head northbound, getting into Communipaw Ave. Over in Jersey City, getting reports of an accident there. And we're still seeing slowdowns on the westbound belt at Erskine Street with an accident just cleared out of the way. And still seeing stop-and-go traffic over on the Sag that goes north at Pine Air Drive into Brentwood with an accident still being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
The holidays are a time for family. Until you mention politics, and then it's all screaming meltdowns.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. Americans are afraid to speak out even at their own holiday table. But there is a film that is fighting back, No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces? It really is fantastic. You should go check it out.
I am over the moon about No Safe Spaces. Every American needs to see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com for tickets.
Joe on the radio is telling you about Perillo Tours. There we are, 75th year in business, Perillo is, with vacations to Italy. So Steve and I put together this trip, Easter in Rome. Excuse me, it's a very special customized 8-night, 10-day Easter in Rome tour, once-in-a-lifetime trip for some of my closest friends and family. You listening to AM 970, we love you, and we want to spend Easter in Rome with you. Good Friday as well. There's a group mass on Easter Sunday, Saturday night dinner, by the way, and a performance by yours truly. Oh, yeah. And the way they set it up, the way the Perillo set this up, it was so great. We did it in Rome before. We're going to do it in Rome again for you. And with special guest Steve Perillo at piano. Then we move on to Assisi. We next explore the Tuscan countryside, Siena, Pisa, Chianti, and Florence and Cinque Terre and more. 5-star deluxe hotel in the heart of Rome, a charming restored villa and mill in the Tuscan countryside. You'll get the best of both worlds after experiencing Rome for Easter. Then we're going to slow down the pace in the Tuscan countryside, only a short ride to Florence. If it sounds great, and you know it will be, you can call 800-431-1515 and tell them you want to fly away with Joey and Steve Perillo to Tuscany, baby. 800-431-1515 or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with 400,000 members. They've shared over $2 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. And with MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And that's a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. 844-51-BIBLE. That's 844-51-BIBLE. 844-51-BIBLE.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Piscopo and Dina Martin singing Baby It's Cold Outside on Fox News.
My mother will start to work.
for what's yours.
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't.
Well, maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish
your
I knew
eyes
how
are like starlight
to break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks so
I
well.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
mind if I move in
please
closer.
Don't want to say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stand.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, what a crowd.
Are we dancing?
I'm following you, Dina.
Okay.
Here we go.
I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the star.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Your lips look delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a visit before.
I gotta go home.
Baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me
it's
your phone.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in flight.
If you're caught pneumonia and die.
I really can't
get
stand.
Over that hold out.
Oh,
baby,
it's cold.
Cold outside.
That was Joe Piscopo and Dina Martin just now on Fox and Friends singing Baby It's Cold Outside and doing a phenomenal job,
yeah, that
actually.
Was
that was a
great.
Terrific performance by both of them. Here to perform another holiday song is Joe Lundberg over at AM 970 The Answer Weather Desk. What do you have for us, Joe Lundberg?
I have wet weather for us, so starting a little bit later on this morning and then lasting all the way through tomorrow evening, most all of it's going to be rain. There's just a little period of time over the inland areas where there can be a little bit of freezing drizzle or freezing rain this morning. But once we get above freezing, that's it. It's all rain from there and in. It could be a soaker tonight and tomorrow.
And what are we in store for the weekend?
Rain tomorrow. Temperatures at least get into the mid and upper 50s, so it's a mild rain tomorrow. But then that goes away tomorrow night. Sunday's a little chillier, windy, too. Some very gusty winds on Sunday, but it dries out with some sun and a high of 49. And colder Monday. Next storm system comes in and probably some snow, ice, and rain with that starting late Monday and lasting through Monday.
Well, thank you, Tuesday. Joe. We'll check in with you next hour. That sounds awfully depressing. I got a lot of errands to do. I can't be running around in the rain.
Winter, and it's winter.
All right. Well, tell you what else.
I'd rather rain than snow, honestly.
Yeah. By the way, we'll take your calls right after the top of the hour. Those of you that are holding, we'll get to you.
Oh.
Except for Joe in the Bronx, you can feel free to hang up. But for the rest of you, we'll get to you.
Yeah. As if his call is not going to be anything
exactly,
about anti-Semitic.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, what I do find depressing is all these stories that I've seen in Colorado, in Michigan, in the Bay Area, and now in Indiana, of people stealing the Salvation Army kettle. People make these donations in these Salvation Army red kettle, and thieves are stealing them. You couple that with what we're seeing in Alabama, where some thieves stole toys that were donated by the Salvation Army. You compare, plus with what's happening with Chick-fil-A and the criticism that Mayor Pete is getting for volunteering for the Salvation Army. Salvation Army is very much under attack, so we're trying to help them, and we're asking for your help in doing it. Please go to team970.org and make a donation. We're trying to get 44 donations today. We'll say your name. If you don't want your name said, give anonymously. So far, we've gotten 6, so we want you guys to step up to the plate. Team970.org. Even if it's only $5 or $10, it really makes a big, big difference. Team970.org. We'll ring the bell. We'll say your name. Coming up next hour, your calls and journalist Michael Tracy.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
41 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Catullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. New York State health officials are approving a 90-day extension for the emergency ban on flavored vaping products. The ban first put into place in September, but a legal challenge brought by the Vapor Technology Association has the issue tied up in the courts. Some lawmakers want the ban extended to menthol-flavored vaping products. As the health concerns surrounding vaping and e-cigarette use continue to drive discussion, some experts say flavored options are specifically marketed to teenagers. Good news for some New Jersey Transit bus commuters. Senator Menendez announcing federal funding that aims to improve commuter bus service, expand capacity, and reduce wait times for riders on 27 overcrowded New Jersey Transit routes in Essex, Hudson, and Bergen counties. He's detailing plans at the Hilton Bus Garage in Maplewood today. In sports, Jets crushed by the Ravens. Islanders skate past the Panthers. Rangers doubled up the Sharks. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Catullo, AM 970, The Answer.